steps before and it takes it off. She snatches it off, redeposes it, done, and takes it off again, wraps it about her with yet more enchanting folds, until by 9 o'clock she sweeps the sea and Nevis, the proudest island of the Caribbean, has secluded herself from those cynical old neighbors who no longer bend the knees. Nevis gave her bounty to none more generously than to John and Mary Favet. In 1685, the revocation of Edit and Nantes had sent the Huguenot swarming to America and the West Indies. Fawcett was but a boy when the tropics gave him shelter, and learning was hard to get. Except in the matter of craving cannabis. But he acquired the science of medicine somehow and settled on Nevis, remodeled his name and became a British subject. Brilliant and able, he was not long accumulating a fortune. There were swamps near Charlestown that bred fever, and the planters lived as high and suffered as acutely as the English squires of the same period. His wife bought him money, and in